Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
Well, good morning. Hey, we are of our summertime series, and it's almost, but it's August, and like the weather is amazing in August. So I'm happy with that, but we are in this series entitled Stories, which we'll jump into a little bit, but I do want to remind you of a couple things that are coming up, and specifically what's going on today. We actually have a group, our outreach group called our, they're going out to the apartment complexes at Log Pond Apartment Complex, not to be confused with Log Pond Condos, but Log Pond Apartment Complexes, which is right off of like King Road and Derby Downs back in that area. They're going there today, we're kind of adopting that complex, if you will, and we are actually providing school supplies for all the kids in there. So there's like about 30 kids who have a need, so we're going to give them a book bag with school supplies and hand that out today, and also some hot dogs as well. And it's not too late to be a part of that. If you want to be a part of that, there's a group meeting here at the church at 3 p.m., and then the event is actually taking place at the apartment complex at 4 p.m., so you can do that today. The student life is actually jumping in with them, a huge part of that group as well. So student life is meeting there today, and they are not having their regular service at 5 p.m., so just a heads up, student life is actually changing it, and they're going to be a part of this event at Log Pond Apartment Complex. So super cool stuff there. And then also, life groups are coming up soon. So life groups are actually going to be coming up in September. But we're game planning and getting things started. So if you are interested in leading a life group, or you even remotely think about leading a life group or think, you know what, I could do something along those lines, there's an informational meeting. If you are leading a group or you know you want to lead a group, it's a mandatory meeting, but it's next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here at the church. And again, that's just for anybody that's interested or wanting to lead a life group, and really we're getting ready to launch those back up in September. Again, we're in the middle of this series entitled Stories, and through this series, we've heard some incredible stories of faith. We've heard some stories of people in this church, and we've heard some incredible stories of Bible stories that maybe we haven't heard since we were like a little kid. And really, last week was awesome because we got to witness 11 people who were going public with their story of faith. It was an amazing celebration. We want to thank everybody that made Life Change at Velvet happen. We had incredible volunteers and a ton of people show up. So I want to thank you if you showed up as well. But if you did miss it, we have a cool recap video that we want to show. Just an amazing team that made that happen. And we just had an incredible event. Our tech team put an awesome video together too. So huge thank you for that. And it was just really an exciting time. And it's stories and it's events like that that we can look back on, because what those are, they're really a celebration of faith. And if we've learned anything through this series, is this, is that faith unlocks a legacy. Faith unlocks something that we can remember and build and build and build upon as well. And again, this thought, this principle, it comes from really our memory verse for this series, which is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. So if you don't have it memorized, you can read your Bible and find that right now, as we will be spending some time in Hebrews today as well. And if you don't have a Bible, we always challenge you to download the YouVersion Bible app. You can download that on your phone. That way you can read your Bible every single day. But Hebrews 11, 1 through 2 states this. It says, faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. Faith is the reason we remember great people who lived in the past. And again, Hebrews chapter 11, we've been going through these stories of these incredible Old Testament heroes, right? And Hebrews chapter 11 is, it's the faith hall of fame. But the reason we remember these people is because of their faith. It's because of how they took and act upon their faith. Because faith unlocked a legacy. And today we're going to see the story of this guy named. This is probably one of those stories that you probably read through or heard multiple times, but it's an incredible story of faith. And you can find the story of Moses in Exodus chapters 2 through 40, which really Exodus chapters 2 through 40 is kind of the overview of how Moses led the Israelites out of slavery from Egypt. In fact, the word Exodus just means that. It means a mass exit. So there's this mass exit out of Egypt. So Exodus 2 through 40 kind of just describes all this story of Moses. Leviticus 1 through 27, if you really like to dig in and learn about the law, you can jump into Leviticus and find out how they did weird things with blood and stuff. But really, it's the closer look at the laws for all of Moses and the people he led. And then in Numbers 1 through 36 is really an account of all the people. And then Deuteronomy is kind of a collection of all that again. So Deuteronomy 1 through 34. So that's our reading for this week, right? Because we're obviously not going to be able to do that all right here on a Sunday morning. In fact, we won't even be able to hit the whole story of Moses here on a Sunday morning because there's so much about it. But I would challenge you to write those down and then to go back and read through the story of Moses this week. If you're wondering what to read through this Bible this week in your Bible, write down Moses and challenge you just to go through and dig in a little bit more. There's some incredible stuff that jumps out to it. And again, we want you to read your Bibles more than just on a Sunday morning, but read it every single day. But today what we're going to do is we're going to summarize it, which you can find if you go to Hebrews 11 and it jumped down to verses 23 through 29. It kind of summarizes the life of Moses, and we're going to spend some time really digging into this passage of Scripture today, which reads this. Verse 23, it says, "By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on land. But when the Egyptians tried to do it, they were drowned." This is the story of Moses, and we're going to dig into this. We're going to dig into this, really kind of overview each one of these verses today. But if you look through this, Moses lived this life by faith, right? And if you look at his life, it was characterized by faith, but it was really characterized by risk as well. And here's what I want us to understand. Here's what I want us to walk away with today. Faith requires risk. Faith requires risk. A life of faith is really a life of risk. And think about your life for a moment right now. How many of you guys have ever taken a risk? Like, raise your hand if you've ever taken a risk, right? Okay, everybody's hands should be up. If you think you didn't take a risk, I'm just going to go through some things to let you know that you definitely have probably taken a risk. Listen, if you are married, you took a huge risk, right? You took a risk on love. You took a risk on commitment. And again, that risk is amazing and it's worth it, right? Because a marriage is an amazing thing. But you took a risk. If you've ever bought a house, you took a risk. You took a risk in yourself saying, you know what, if you took a mortgage out, I'll be able to pay this back, right? If you've ever moved in general, if you've ever moved, you took a risk. You took a risk that you're going to lose all your items when you're moving because you always lose something when you move. You took a risk that you're going to pull your back out when you're moving too. Right? You took a risk. If you've ever traveled or if you've ever visited places, you've taken a risk. If you've ever made an investment, you've taken a risk. If you've ever joined the military, you've taken a risk. If you've ever even gone to school, you took a risk. I think many of us, we probably even left one job to go to another job at some point in our life. What was that? It's a huge risk because you're thinking the other side is better, right? You're taking a risk that other job is better. In fact, even like making new friends is a huge risk. Visiting a church is a huge risk, right? The first time you guys came to Life Change, you're probably like, this is weird. Like, what's going to go on there? You had all these questions thinking like, people going to talk to me? Are they going to ignore me? I hope they ignore me, or I hope they talk to me. Depends what your personality is. But it was a risk, and you're thinking like, oh man, I don't know what to do. What if they do weird stuff and like shake my hand? What if they have a meet and greet time? We know it's awkward. We do it anyways, though, just for fun. But what if, right? There's that time, and you're thinking, man, this is a huge risk. And listen, if this is your first time here, we want to just thank you for taking that risk. We understand that it's a risk. But life is full of risk. And if we're going to live a life full of faith, we're going to continually take risk and risk and risk. So think about right now, what's your greatest risk in your life? What's the greatest risk that you've ever taken? For you, again, maybe it is your career. And maybe it was as a step in your family that you did. Maybe it was actually moving to where you're located, the fact that you are in Newark and Heath, right? That's a risk to live in this area. No, it's great. But think about it, that risk was probably an act of faith on some part. Your greatest risk will usually lead to your greatest act of faith. And your faith will leave a legacy. But again, it starts with what you're willing to risk. Faith requires risk. Again, if you look throughout the story of Moses, you see this truth. You see this truth that faith requires risk. And it started really even with his parents. His parents passed that down to him. Again, you go to verse 23. It says, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Here's parents. They actually passed down their faith through these actions, right? Again, faith creates this legacy. Faith is passed down. And their act of faith was to hide Moses. And this was a huge risk. See, during the time where Moses was born, there was this edict that the king gave out. Really, because all these Israelites, these Hebrew people, they were the slaves, but they were growing in number. So the Egyptians had the Israelites as slaves, but the Israelites were growing in number so much so that the Egyptians got a little bit scared. They're looking here and they're seeing all these people thinking like, dude, they could retaliate in just a moment and then they could take us out. So the king's thinking through this and saying, you know what? We have to do a little bit of population control. So he puts this order out to kill all the baby boys out of the Israelites or the Hebrew population. And obviously, if somebody didn't bring their baby boy to be killed, like they were putting themselves in danger. Like it was automatically say, okay, if you're hiding your baby, you are putting yourselves in danger. We're going to kill you as well. So this is what his parents did. This is what Moses' parents did. They took this huge risk, really risking their whole entire lives. And they ended up hiding Moses for 3 months. And then obviously they realized they couldn't hide him anymore. He starts getting bigger and bigger. So they're thinking like, what are we going to do? People are going to know what we did. We have to do something else. So what they did is they put Moses in a basket and they floated him downriver. And they floated him downriver to the Egyptian king's daughter. Again, think about this. This is a huge risk from his parents, right? They're putting a baby in a basket to float down a river. And not only that, they're floating it down to the people who have like really ordered this hit on these baby boys, right? This murder on these baby boys. So they're throwing down a river just praying that God would show up, having faith that God would show up so that Moses wasn't killed on the spot. They were risking everything. Turns out Moses goes down river and then the king's daughter drew him up out of water. In fact, that's what Moses means. The name Moses means drawn up out of water. So Moses ended up growing up in the Egyptian king's house because of the faith that his parents had. And the Egyptian king's daughter adopted him as his own. Now this seems like a pretty sweet deal, right? Here he goes to a place where he really should have been dead. Like Moses should have been dead and he should have been killed right on spot. But here he is. He's growing up in the king's palace. He has all the benefits of these Egyptian slave masters, all the benefits of the Egyptian king's family, right? But God was still calling him to do something else. God was calling him to take a step of faith, which again required risk. In fact, in verse 24, it says this. It says, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He rewarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. Moses gave up everything, right? He had the comforts of the king's palace. But at the same time, he realized that God was calling him to something bigger. So he had to give it up. He left the comforts of the king's palace. He gave it up. He risked all that. And he really risked it to go to a place where the Israelites didn't really accept him as well. Because he was one of the Egyptians, right? He didn't really fit in. So he kind of got out there and he was like, okay, I gave up everything. And there he is. He's really lost. And oftentimes when we find ourselves lost, what do? We try to find our way out by ourselves. Which is kind of what Moses did. He ended up following his own like ideas of what faith looked like, and he ended up killing this Egyptian slave master. Turns out, that's not a good thing. They don't really like that, so he actually had to run away from everything. He had to flee Egypt altogether, and God sent him in the desert for 40 years. So here's Moses, who was living under the king's palace, had all these things, just really got called to take this act of faith. He does something what he thought was right, was wrong, ends up being in the desert for 40 years. He risked everything, and really, he was at this place where he seemed like he had lost everything. But then after 40 years, God spoke to him through this burning bush and called him back to Egypt, called him back to his people to free the Israelites. And not only did Moses speak directly to, or not only did God speak directly to Moses, but God did some incredible miracles saying, hey, this is how I'm going to make this happen, right? So we had God turn Moses' walking stick into a snake and then turned it back into a walking stick, right? Then God turned Moses' hand into this hand with leprosy, which is this awful skin disease that like decays and or basically makes the skin completely fall off, right? Turned it into that. Moses probably looking like, no, what's going on? And then God turns it back. So Moses is like, all right, I think we can do this, right? I think we can do this. Then God told him that he would turn the Nile River into blood. He told him all these things. And then Moses is thinking through this. He's like, man, this is going to be a huge act of faith, right? Moses knew that he was going to risk again because he's going back to a place where they basically kicked him out. He's going back to a place where he didn't fit in. He was called back to this place where he was known as a murderer, right? So Moses sees all these risks. And I think like many of us, what we do when we face a risk, what do? I think oftentimes when we face a risk, it's easier for us to make an excuse and as opposed to actually taking an action. And this is what Moses did. He says, you know what? I know it's a risk, but I can't even go there because I can't speak. Then God provides Moses' his brother Aaron to speak. So Moses went. He went back to this place where he was known as a murderer. He went back to this place where it was a huge risk. He went back to Egypt, and he did it by faith. Faith requires risk. And in our lives, it's not just an act of faith, but it's a life of faith. It'll be a life filled with risk. If you dig into Moses' story, if you look at it, his life was continually filled with risk because it was a life of faith. Again, when he got back to Egypt, he had to continue on. He had to take more risk. He was called to lead the Israelites out of slavery, which turns out it's not necessarily an easy task. See, leaders, when they have slave labor, these kings, when they have slave labor, it's like not really easy for them just to say, yeah, you can take that away from me. They don't want to give that up easily. Oftentimes, they actually hold on to that a little bit more. In fact, when Moses went and talked to the king of Egypt, he said, hey, can you let my people go? You know, they're just your slave labor, but I need them. They're my people. They're God's people. We're just going to take them out there. The king's thinking like, you are straight up crazy. In fact, it angered him, so he got a little bit mad, and he made the Israelites actually work harder. He put higher quotas on them. He made them get their own supplies. He did all this, so it kind of backfired on Moses. Moses is thinking like, dude, I took this risk. I came all the way out here. I asked this. What's going to happen, right? And he had faith to rely on God. So God had to do, again, some incredible miracles. God turned the Nile River into blood. Then God filled that Nile River with frogs. Then he filled all of Egypt and the Nile River with gnats, flies. He did all these things to try to push and change the mind of the king of Egypt. Then he had all the animals become diseased. He put boils on their skin. He put boils on the human skin. He did all these things, right, trying to change the mind of the king. But the king continued to become more and more stubborn, wouldn't change his mind. But God was still doing things, and Moses kept walking in faith. Moses kept risking looking like a fool. Moses kept risking the fact that the king would say no, right? And then God sent down hail, like hail that would like knock somebody out dead. Then he sent locusts. Then he sent darkness. He did all these things, and still the king of Egypt wouldn't budge. But Moses continued to take a risk. He continued to take a step of faith. And then finally, God sent down a thing where he killed the firstborn males of all the Egyptians. And then the king finally let him leave. But if you think about Moses, what is he doing? Here's Moses, and he's taking a risk throughout this. God's basically destroying all of Egypt, trying to change the king's mind. But really, where are the Israelites again? Where's Moses? He's right in the middle of it all. He's right in the middle of it all. Where everything's happening, he's placing himself at risk. He's placing himself in the middle of it all because he was living out his faith. But God showed up, and then led Egypt. He led Moses and the Israelites out of Egypt. In verse 27, it says, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the application of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. Again, this is an incredible story of faith. It's an incredible story of continued faith and continued risk. Over and over again, Moses risked his safety. Over and over again, Moses, he risked even his status, right? He risked his comfort. He risked his security. He even risked his treasure. And if we're going to live a life of faith, we need to be willing to risk the same things. In our life, we need to be willing to risk our status, our security, our comfort, our treasure. If we're going to walk this out, we need to be willing to take risk. Even as a church, we need to be willing to take risk. I mean, the truth is, one of the greatest risks I've probably ever taken was starting to really plan this church and to plant this church just about 3 years ago, right? That was one of the biggest risks. In fact, there's many of you that jumped in with me, and we know that that was a huge risk for you. There's many of you that came to this church knowing that it was as kind of a startup church. We're beginning things going on. You're thinking like, man, I'll take a risk and I'll check it out, right? That was a huge risk, but the truth is, it's going to continue. As we grow as a church, as we continue to follow after God, the risks are only going to continue. We've really just begun. Again, our goal is to continue to grow the kingdom of God. It's to love people to a growing relationship with Jesus. It's to love people so much so that these doors and these rooms, these services are full, right? We want to pack out this first 9 o'clock service, pack out the 10:30 service, but it doesn't just end there. Not only that, we want to plant other locations. We have different sites all across Newark, maybe even all across Ohio and smaller towns. We want to do these incredible things, and you hear that. It's a huge risk. In fact, I think the risk is so big that we can't even imagine it, because it's more than just packing out buildings. It's more than just packing out sites, but it's packing out the kingdom of God. And that's a risk. That's faith. We need to understand it's always going to require risk. If we want to leave a legacy, if we want to live a life of faith, it will require risk. It will require moving beyond just being satisfied with comfortable. It will be moving beyond just satisfied with being secure, with having a status or with having some treasure, something in the bank, right? It will move beyond that because faith requires risk. I think the problem is too many times that we're not willing to take the risk. The problem is too many times we want to follow culture more than we follow God. Too many times we want to follow our own legacy because it's easier to grasp, it's easier to understand than the legacy that God has for us. The legacy that God has for us is always bigger than anything we can imagine, and it's always scarier at the same time, though. Right? We want to chase after something, maybe status with our own name on it, but what we need to do is we need to chase after the status with God's name on it. We need to choose that mistreatment for the sake of Christ over any comfort that we could ever have, right? We need to choose God over any pleasures of sin. We need to choose the reward of heaven over any treasures of this world, right? But too many times I think power and fear instead of rising with faith, because I think we forget the risk that Jesus took for us. We forget the sacrifice that he did for us, right? We forget that he died on a cross. And oftentimes when we're confronted that with the fact that he died on a cross, we feel like we don't want to sacrifice everything we have for him. But again, he died on a cross because we couldn't. He died on a cross for a penalty we all pay. We all deserve to pay, but he rose again to give us new life. He didn't just rise again to make us comfortable, but he rose again so that we could share him with others, right? So that we could share him with our neighbors, with our friends, with our family, and our coworkers. But that's always risky. Faith requires risk. But when we're willing to take the risk, when we're willing to take the risk, we will experience his blessing in his timing. If you look at the end of the story of Moses, right? Here he was. He was out in the desert for 40 years, right? All alone, probably felt completely lonely, felt completely abandoned. But then God shows up after 40 years. Some of us can't wait 40 minutes. But here's Moses, 40 years, right? He's out there, then God shows up. And then he brings him back to Egypt, where basically, like, all the doors are being shut on him. He gets mad and says no to all these different things, right? Took him forever to get there. But then finally, God led him out of Egypt. Finally, God moved because Moses was willing to rely on God. But more importantly, Moses was willing to rely on God's timing. Verse 29 says, by faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. God led the Israelites out of slavery. Imagine that in your life. Imagine God leading you and your family out of whatever you feel enslaved to. Now imagine God leading your friends out of what they feel enslaved to too. Now imagine God using you to be the one that leads them that way. What risk are you going to have to take to live out your faith? And how do we live out those risks? Here's how we really put this into action this week. Here's how we can face risk, and here's how we can put faith in action. Number one is do not fear. If we want to live this out, we can't live in fear. Again, if you look at Moses, even his parents, right? They had faith, but they didn't live in fear. It says Moses' parents, they weren't afraid of the orders of the king. It says they weren't afraid of the edict of the king. They knew that the result of that would have been their own death, but they weren't afraid. And then it says Moses didn't fear the king's anger. They lived their life without fearing others. Living without fear is really risk in action. Living without fear is how we live out faith. So do not fear. And this is what fear is. Fear is this. Fear is the belief that something is going to get you that you can't do anything to stop. Really what fear is, it's being scared of what we can't control. And I think for many of us, we let that drive us. We let that fear of something that we can't control direct us. We let it steer the decisions we make. We let it really steer the actions that we take as well. And it creeps up in so many forms, really. It creeps up in the form of anxiety. It creeps up in the form of nervousness. It creeps up in the form of hopelessness or panic, right? But what we understand is this. What we can't control, God can. What we can't control, God can control. So think about it right now. What in your life is causing you to be anxious? What in your life is causing you to be nervous? What in your life is causing you this stress or this dread, right? What's the hopelessness that maybe you're feeling? What's the cause of your panic? Go back to the root of that problem. Maybe it's your job, right? Maybe it's something in your marriage. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's some area. Maybe it's an addiction you have. But go back to the root of that problem. Point it out and then understand this. You might not be able to control that problem. You might not be able to solve that problem. But God can. So ask for his presence in those situations. Don't just ask for his presence in your anxiety or your worry or your dread or your hopelessness. Go back to the root of it and then ask for God's presence in that moment. Because what you can't control, God can. Hand over to him and don't live in fear. Don't be afraid. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, God did not give us a spirit that makes us afraid, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. And when we live out our faith, when we live out our faith by risk and not fear, we're living out a spirit of power, love, and self-control. The truth is, the opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is faith. So do not fear. Number two is to look forward. Again, if you looked at Moses, the reason he lived out his faith, the reason he was able to take these risks was because he was always looking forward. Hebrews 11:26, it says he was looking ahead towards his reward. Right? He wasn't worried about what he was walking away from. He wasn't worried about all those earthly treasures. He wasn't worried about all those benefits that he had living underneath the king's palace. He was looking forward at his reward under God. He was looking forward. In fact, when he even was going through all the trials, when he was going through all the struggles, he wasn't even looking at that. He was looking forward, right? He was looking forward. And I think we need to do the same thing. To live this out, we need to look forward, which means that we're not looking in our past. It means that we're not living in our past. We can't look backward and forward at the same time. And it's always more important to look forward. There's a reason why your windshield is actually bigger than your rearview mirror. Because what's before you is so much important, so much more important than what's behind you. So look forward. Living out of faith, living a life of faith, is more about where you're going than where you've been. It's more about where you're going than even what you're going through right now. So maybe for you, maybe you have a past failure in your life. Maybe you have a past rejection. Maybe you have a past hurt. Maybe you even have a past success that you keep looking back to and thinking like, man, life will never be as great as it was at that time. Guess what? It will be, but you have to look forward. It's time to move past the past. It's time to even look past the present. Yeah, we still need to learn from the past. We still need to learn our lessons from the past. And some things that we still need to really understand and to go through and learn in the presence. But we have to be looking forward. Our current chapter is only just a part of our story. The ending is yet to come. So look forward. I love how Paul said in Philippians 3:13 through 14. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Look forward. Number one, do not fear. Number two, look forward. And then number three is be obedient. Again, these are some reoccurring themes to how this live this out. But if we're going to live our life of faith, these are some things that we need to do. And if you look at Moses, he was obedient, right? He was obedient. He did his best to refuse sin. Now again, he still messed up. So the fact that we're being obedient, we're doing our best to refuse sin, doesn't mean that we're going to live a perfect life. There's still some things that we might mess up. I mean, Jesus kind of messed up big. Like, he murdered somebody. That's kind of a big mess up, right? But he still made a conscious choice to be obedient and to try to refuse sin. And he also did his best to really remember what God had done for him. It says he kept the Passover, which was signifying that he was being obedient and remembering God. Obedience is really that reoccurring theme in following God. Obedience is really that reoccurring theme with faith and a living life of risk. And obedience is the beginning of faith and risk in action. So right now in your life, what's an area in your life where you need to step up in being obedient? Maybe like Moses, maybe for you, you need to refuse that lifestyle of sin. Maybe for you, you need to make a conscious choice to walk away from the fleeting pleasures of sin, right? You know what that is for you. Maybe for you, that step of obedience is quitting a habit that's stealing from your health. Maybe it's quitting a habit that's even stealing from your bank account, right? Maybe for you, it's setting some boundaries. If you're not married, maybe it's setting some boundaries with those that you get in a relationship with before marriage. Maybe if you're married, maybe it's setting some boundaries within your marriage, right, so that you guys are walking on the same page. Maybe it's setting some boundaries in what you allow yourself to watch on TV or look at on the internet. Maybe it's even a struggle that you have with a substance, whether you put into your body, whether it's food, whether it's alcohol, whether it's any of these things, right? Maybe you need to set some boundaries on what you put in your body and how much of it you put in. Whatever it is, take that step of obedience and live that out. Maybe your step of obedience, too, is remembering him daily. For Moses, again, he used the Passover to remember what God has done, right? To remember what God did for the Israelites. But we need to be obedient and remember what God has done for us. For us, that's just making a commitment to come to church every single Sunday, right? Come to church on a... Maybe for you, it's making a commitment to jump into a life group. Again, they're starting this September. Maybe for you, it's that commitment to surround yourself with some people that you can walk through life and learn more about Jesus and learn more about God with, right? Maybe it's just making a commitment to read your Bible daily. Maybe it's a commitment to pray on a more consistent basis. Whatever it is, be obedient in remembering all that he's done. To live this out this week, to become more like Moses, to take this risk and put our faith into action, we must not fear, and we must look forward, and we must be obedient. Faith requires risk and unlocks a legacy. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much right now. God, we thank you for who you are. God, we thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for speaking to us through a story of Moses, through this incredible person, God, who had some mistakes, who had some mess-ups, but God, he continued to take a step of faith, and he continued to take risks. God, help our lives to be more like Moses. Help us to take a risk, to live out all that you have for us, God. God, help us to live without fear in our lives. God, I pray for the person who's struggling with fear right now. God, I pray that you will be with them. God, I pray that you don't let any lie from Satan grab a hold of them, God. And I pray that whatever they can't control, that they can give to you to control in their life, God. God, I pray that we can look forward. God, instead of dwelling on the past, of whatever the past was, instead of even struggling in the present, God, I pray that we can look forward knowing that your plans are amazing, God, that we can walk in them. And God, I pray that we're obedient to you in every area of our life. God, we love you and we thank you. And we give this to you right now. We give our lives to you to act upon what you're sharing. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you were here today and you were listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.